Hello everyone, welcome to Chinese Funland. I am Man Lin. The idiom story I will share with you today is titled Guan Zhong's Trap, Difficult to Extricate Oneself. Say in Chinese, it sounds Guan Zhong Xian Jing, 难以自拔. Please follow me to say twice. Guan Zhong Xian Jing.难以自拔，管仲陷阱，难以自拔。From BC 770 to BC 221, China was in the first period of significant division in its history, called the Spring Autumn and the Warring States period. By the late Warring States period,The decline of Zhou dynasty led to increasingly fierce wars of annexation among the seven vassal states. Among them, the state Qi is the most wealthy and strong. Today, we will talk about a famous person named Guan Zhong in the state of Qi. Guan Zhong was a politician and a philosopher and also representative figure of the legalism.He proposed a national governance strategy that can be literally translated in English as all resources and interests must totally come through a single passage. This meant that the state not only control all resources and their distribution, but also concentrating all profit acquisition through a single channel, which was agriculture only.At that time, Guan Zhong emphasized concentrating all power in the hands of the state, thereby achieving absolute advantage in competition and becoming invincible. Does this sound like totalitarianism? Doesn't it?The struggle for supremacy among the seven major powers during the Warring States period resulted in the unification of China by Qin. Since then, not only did the Qin fully accept Guan Zhong's strategy, but it also became a consistent policy followed by successive absolute monarchy dynasties. Well,Guan Zhong's policy improved the efficiency of a centralized administration during the agricultural civilization. It also locked China in a cycle of dynasties that flourished and declined for thousands of years. Although China experienced periods of commercial prosperity throughout its long history, it never developed capitalism.Let alone developed into industrial civilization. China has always prided on the great innovations of its ancient past. However, for over 700 years, it has produced no original inventions. So, we have to rethink Guan Zhong's strategy that has been implementing in China for more than 2,000 years ago up to now.We realize that, in a long run, the stratagem is more looks like a trap. This is Guan Zhong trap. In Mandarin Chinese, it sounds Guan Zhong Xian Jing. Well, the inability to break out of the dynastic cycle can be described as 难以自拔. Put together, it can be pronounced Guan Zhong Xian Jing, 难以自拔.Please follow me to say twice again. 管仲陷阱，难以自拔。管仲陷阱，难以自拔。Nowadays, rather than using modern economic terminology to say that Chinese economy has fallen into the middle-income trap, I'd rather say that it has fallen into 管仲's trap.Sounds 管仲陷阱 in Chinese is more accurate to China's situation. Though different countries may fall into the middle income trap for different reasons, 管仲陷阱 is deeper, darker, and more difficult to escape. The historical fact of China's economic development over the past 40 years has proved that. Here, I only give one example. According to data provided by Gelonghui, a private global investment research platform there, China's broad money supply has reached 41.6 trillion at the current exchange rate, while the combined amount of the US dollar, European currency, and the Japanese yuan is 44.3 trillion at the current exchange rate. In other words, China's M2 is almost equivalent to the combined total of the three, and its annual growth rate is nearly double that of the US dollar. Strangely, China has not had inflation, but instead, it has been experiencing deflation, with consumption becoming increasingly weak, and the youth unemployment rate has climbed to nearly 19%. Why is that? This is because local governments, plagued by poor governance and management, terrible corruption, and widespread revenue losses, so that they have been borrowing tens of billions Chinese yuan of money from the central bank to repay the old loans. They represent a powerful state monopolistic economy. However, the majority of consumer goods in China are produced by private enterprises, which represent China's weak market economy. As a result, while the 1.4 billion people have huge demand, private enterprises are resource poor and face badly intense internal competition, leading to an unbelievable low in all goods prices. Even so, the ordinary people are still hesitant to consume due to the greater uncertainty facing the economy. On the other hand, the government monopolizes nearly all key resources, their distribution, and profit-making avenues. Consequently, the money printed by the central bank rarely enters the market. Instead, it circulates in a sinister cycle of massive government losses, loan repayments, and the further government massive losses. This is a very typical example of Guanzhong陷阱. Do you think we can get out of this trap simply by printing money? Dear listeners, that's all for today. Thanks for your turning. We will meet next time.
Hello.
欢迎收听华语乐园，我是曼玲。今天跟大家分享的成语故事是管仲陷阱，难以自拔。公元前770年到前221年是中国历史上的第一个大分裂时期，史称春秋战国时期。到了战国后期，周朝的衰落导致他的七个诸侯国之间爆发了吞并战争，那时他们当中齐国最富强。今天我们就先来聊聊齐国的管仲。管仲是齐国的政治家和哲学家，也是法家的代表人物。他当时提出了一个国家治理策略，叫做立出一孔，意思是国家要统管所有资源及其分配权，要将所有的利益获取途径集中在单一渠道，当时就是农业，不许经商和做其他任何别的牟利的事情。管仲认为这样才能让国家在竞争中取得绝对优势，强大无敌。这听起来就是集权主义，不是吗？战国七雄争霸的结果是秦统一了中国，但从此不仅秦朝全盘接受了管仲的国策，而且他成了后来历代皇权专制王朝奉行不变的治国宝典。 虽然这一方面提升了农耕文明时期中央集权的管理效率，但与此同时也带来了中国几千年无法走出朝代盛衰轮替的宿命。尽管中国在其漫长历史上曾几度出现过商贸繁荣，但却从未萌发资本主义，更遑论走向工业文明。中国人历来为自己古代曾有过一些举世闻名的创新而骄傲，但我们不得不看到，700多年来，中国再也没有过原创性的伟大发明。于是，我们不得不反思中国实行了2000多年至今的立出一孔，是一个陷阱，即管仲陷阱，而走不出王朝轮回，就叫做难以自拔。如今，我们与其用现代经济术语说当今中国掉入了中等收入陷阱，在我看来，倒不如说中国是在管仲陷阱中难以自拔。不同国家可能落入中等收入陷阱的原因各异，但管仲陷阱更深、更暗黑、更难以解脱。这是近40年来中国经济发展有目共睹的史实。举例来说，据一家中国私营全球投资研究平台格隆汇提供的数据，现在中国的广义货币总量按当前汇率已达 41.6 万亿美元，而美元、欧元、日元的总和按当前汇率计是 44.3 万亿美元，即中国的货币发行总量几乎相当于美、欧、日的总和，且年增率超出美元增发近2倍。奇葩的是，中国不仅没有出现通膨，反而更深陷通缩，消费愈发疲软，青年失业率已攀升至近 19%。这是为什么呢？因为经营不善、贪腐不断、普遍巨亏的地方政府一直在向央行几十上百亿的贷新款还旧款，他们代表的是强势的国家垄断经济，但中国的消费品大部分是民营企业在生产，民企代表中国很弱势的市场经济，于是形成了一方面14亿人虽然需求量很大，但民企资源匮乏，内卷剧烈，致使商品价格恶性竞低。即便如此，老百姓还是因为经济面临更大的不确定性而不敢消费。而另一方面，几乎所有重要资源及其分配权以及获利途径都垄断在政府手里。所以中国央行印的钞票实际上很少真正进入市场，而是在政府巨亏还贷、政府继续巨亏的恶性循环里空转，这就是典型的管仲陷阱。您觉得仅靠印钞这一招能爬得出来吗？亲爱的听众朋友，今天就播讲这些，感谢您的收听，我们下次再聊。